Hello once again and welcome back. It is once again me, your favorite deputy of Movie Deputy Podcasts, formerly of MovieDeputy.com, bringing you the latest and greatest movie reviews, and sometimes that means going back in time a little bit. If you caught yesterday's episode, you know the movie we're going to be talking about today. And if you haven't, today we are talking about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. We had Rise of the Planet of the Apes yesterday, and we are doing War of the Planet of the Apes tomorrow. So these ones are just going to be bam, 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 right in succession. And so if you have not had a chance to check these out for a while, and this is going to renew your interest in them a little bit, I mean, that's great. And if not, that's great too. Why am I focusing on the Apes movies, you may be asking? Well, that's because this year seems to have a theme going on with the Kong movie and then with Monkey Man. And then, of course, we've got Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes coming later this year. And I know that's not opening this weekend, but I just wanted to kind of touch on these and get these out of the way. And of course, just build even more and more and more reviews. God bless you, Stormy. He is just happy-go-sneezy today. So, but I hope that you are enjoying these. I know I'm enjoying bringing these to you. And I'm enjoying sharing with you the original reviews that I had on MovieDeputy.com, as well as the scores and everything on them. Now, this one I'm also going to tell you is a guilty rating, but the score I'm going to make you wait till after I read the review that was on MovieDeputy.com. So, I'll be interested to see what you think, so I always love to hear your feedback. Of course, feel free to hashtag MovieDeputy or message me directly, and I check all of those personally. Yeah, it's just me, myself, and I. One woman show, I guess. It's probably how one person might put it, but if honestly, I kind of have a team of people, but I'm the only one here on the front lines actually doing the reviews, watching the movies, taking the notes, and of course doing the podcasts. So, oh, and doing all the messaging and stuff like that. But it's like with everything being online and just there being so much to it, if I tried to manage everything, it's like I would have zero life. And I actually do have a life outside of Movie Deputy, but I love just spreading information and just helping people find out about movies. And of course, I love movies. I would have to, considering I reviewed over 2,000 of them in the last 10 years. I still can't believe Deputy's 10 years old. Wow. I just was like, wow. I just cannot get over that. It's like people ask me how long I've been doing this. And I'm like, I don't even have to like stop and calculate it anymore. I'm just like, wow, I've been doing this 10 years. Sometimes it just doesn't seem like it. And other times it seems like it's been way longer. But the latter is not the case the majority of the time because I absolutely love this. But the review that I originally had on MovieDeputy.com was, time continues, but it seems to be the only constant. 10 years after the development of ALZ-113, which is the modified ALZ-112, humanity has paid the ultimate price. The apes have developed their personal abilities and are still led by Caesar. Humanity does have some survivors, but they are desperate. War is never as simple as right or wrong, good or bad. It always has complexities. We hate them because the simian flu, the HSN1. Yet, we developed the drug that caused it. They hate us because of the testing and the torture that they endured. Both sides hold their ground until a small group of individuals proves that they are good humans. Caesar is reluctant, but agrees to work together to restore a vital resource. Koba is threatened by this, and his actions cause a battle which leads to the war. We see that their lives aren't so different from our own. But because of the actions of Koba, life will never be the same. They say you can never go home again, but going home puts the pieces together. Will we ever be able to live in peace? Only time will tell. This is a well-told secret to Rise of the sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Lines and alliances are clearly drawn and roles are clearly defined. The violence throughout adds to the story, but it also earns the rating PG-13. There's an underlying tone from the apes that guns are bad, But that's not the only focus. I'm looking forward to seeing if there is another one in the works to continue the story. Now this one, it's Hollywood. They couldn't keep their opinions completely out of it, as you caught that last line, because this one, they definitely work into the whole thing that basically guns are bad, war is bad, war is caused by man. So they could just kind of go a little bit down that path, but thankfully that's not where the story ends up. That's not the focus of the story. It's just kind of like a side note that's just like, okay, did they really have to put that in there? And no, they really didn't, but it adds to it. And the whole labeling of the simian flu of HSN1, it's like we kind of have a whole different view on that now after the latest things. And then it'll be since this, we had the whole bird flu thing. And then, of course, we had the dreaded COVID and all of that kind of crap that went with that. But you may be wondering the score that I gave Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Well, Rise got a 6.5 out of 10. Dawn got a solid 6, just a 6 out of 10. Now, obviously, that's not a bad score by any means. And this definitely tells a story, but it's maybe not quite as intriguing as the first one. But it still creates enough of a curiosity that you really want to see where the story goes from here. So I'm glad that they did follow up and create War, which we know comes a few years later. But yeah, like I said, just the direction that the story goes, it almost feels like this is how it could play out if something like this were to ever happen. I know this is science fiction and kind of how all of that is done. But it's, at the same time, it's like, I mean, we're constantly playing catch up with technology. It's like we develop something and then we're spending years trying to catch up to something that we just developed. And honestly, these stories aren't that far away from that. So if you are enjoying these podcasts and me talking about movie reviews and what the details about some of these movies and other things that, who knows, maybe some of you might not have thought of, you know which buttons to push so you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And of course, come back tomorrow for War of the Planet of the Apes. Bye-bye.